By all indications, for this young Grundy-Yar 5 girls basketball team, stepped in the right direction last week. Got a victory a week ago tonight at home against the Trenton Junior Varsity, 54-25. Took one on the chin against an always tough Green City team a couple of nights later, but got a really quality 39-18 win on the road at East Harrison on Friday night. We're joined here. First of our two interviews with the girls and boys basketball coach at Grundy-Yar 5 and Ty Stillwell. Coach, congrats on the success last week.
Yeah, thank you. It's a good week.
Level of opponent, you know, factors in. Atlanta's a good opponent. Green City's a good opponent. But you did things better against the Trenton JV and against East Harrison. Where did the girls kind of turn the corner in those two games?
They definitely stayed a lot more calm than what we'd seen against, you know, when we played Atlanta or Green City. You know, our mindset came in. We stayed calmer. We had more confidence knowing, you know, these were teams that we could play with. And so they just had much better confidence going into the game.
Well, yeah, a stark contrast in offense in the two losses and the two wins. You're stuck in the lower 20s in the losses. You got to the mid-50s against Trenton. And then a lower scoring game, but 39-18. That was a decisive victory on Friday. Is the difference, obviously, as I said, there's level of competition, but in the losses, have teams come out and pressured you a little bit more with your ball handling?
Yeah, a little bit more. You know, we talked about early on in the year about trying to figure out roles after losing all them seniors. And, you know, we're still in that blend of trying to figure out who exactly is going to be our main scorers. We know who we want to have the ball, but, you know, when the game gets going fast-paced and, you know, the girls are getting pressured, sometimes they forget to look in those areas. And, you know, that's what we struggled with on that loss last week against Green City.
Yeah, who scored the ball well for you in the Trenton game, Coach?
Trenton game, you know, we had Lily Fordyce. She came out and hit a lot of big shots, which was great. And we had Lainey Lewis, a freshman, who has established a great inside presence for us.
That's going to be helpful. Inside presence means A, points. Every coach likes to get points, but B, rebounding. And as I say all the time, you can't score unless you have the ball, and she's going to help there, I would imagine, more than not.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, she's got a lot of great talent. We're excited to see what she can do over this year. She develops, and, you know, as the more we get going and the more they can figure out how to get the ball inside and how the ball will work inside and outside.
So, again, you know, the bottom line is when you play a team of Green City's caliber, and it sounds like even though that, you know, they lost in Littrell a really good senior, that they're pretty salty coming back. Are they, you know, without Brooke, We kind of guessed last week they'd be different and more balanced, which is kind of a good thing and bad thing for Green City, because I don't care who you are. You take a girl like Littrell off the floor, you're not going to be as good. But it sounds like they're really tough this year.
Yeah, they're very balanced. Yeah, they did a great job of hitting shots, and that's something we gave up a lot of open looks early on. And, you know, they knocked those down. I feel like I just gave them a lot of confidence, and they didn't miss later on in the game, even when we did have good contestant on it. So, you know, we just got to do a better job of coming out in the game, pour some tough shots right from the beginning.
It's tough to keep self-confidence going when you lose 55-21, but you do hope as a coach that when you have a young team that's learning, that playing a team that is maybe a couple of steps ahead of where they are, it makes them better in the long run. Did you see that Thursday into Friday, that playing a team of Green City's caliber helped you the next night against East Harrison?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think we even seen that from the opening night against Atlanta. Understanding, you know, all the things that we did wrong was just little mental mistakes that we could change for this last week, and, you know, we ended up having a positive week going 2-1. And, you know, we've seen that jump from Green City to East Harrison. We knew a couple of things that we kept beating our head against the door of trying to get through and trying to do this, that we know didn't work. But when we finally took a step back and realized that it wasn't going to work, they figured out how to adjust, and, you know, they got better on it because of Friday.
Yeah, and defensively, I mean, you give up only 18 points. That's only 4 or 5 points a quarter. That's going to win you a lot of ball games. Is defensively where you were really the most proud of the girls on Friday, Coach?
Yeah, absolutely. No, we just starting out with a new different type of defense that we're trying to be more disruptive, and for them to come out and only limit 18 points was really great. Definitely, as you know, the game goes on and you get up by 20 points, you know the other team's not scoring. For them not to really take too much off in there in the third and fourth quarter, regardless of who was in the game, they stayed tough and they made things very disruptive.
Yeah, you're in an interesting spot with the program because you're trying to rebuild a little bit after losing some to graduation. But when you look at the HDC conference, I don't know if there's that one team out there where you go, whoa, you know, there's not that Mercer team from about 4 or 5 years ago that just head and shoulders above everybody in the conference. You got yourself a conference win, which makes this game at Winston tomorrow night for your team a chance to go to 2-0, a big one for the Lady Panthers.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that was something we talked about early on in the years. You know, those girls last year did a great job of, you know, winning the conference for the first time in a long time in history. And we were led by a couple seniors now this year that they don't want to have a losing record, and they want to go back-to-back winning conference. We know that's going to be a tough feat, but, you know, it starts with one game at a time, and Winston's the next one.
Yeah, what do you know about Winston, Coach? I know I saw them against Trenton. You know, my memory's kind of foggy at this point. I know they had, I think it was Inman or something like that, an interior player who's pretty good for them.
Yeah, you know, they've got a lot of talent. They're very well coached. We're expecting a good ball game and going up there. It's going to be hard to take it from their own floor. So we're expecting a good battle and just looking for great four quarters.
What would you like to see the girls? Because, you know, that turnaround from Friday to Monday, I'm sure that the girls weren't necessarily in the gym over the weekend. They may have been. I don't know that for a fact. But what's the biggest challenge of coming back from a Friday? And I was going to ask you about Monday, but you do get a practice tonight, so we'll just kind of reverse our mindset there. But what's going to be the biggest challenge with one game to the next for the girls trying to keep the momentum now?
I just keep it one game at a time. Sometimes, you know, teams, definitely young teams, will kind of look back at previous games and keep hindsight on that. And, you know, they don't look forward at this their next very game, or they're looking ahead to, you know, next week or the following games. But so that's probably the biggest challenge with a young team, is making sure they have the mindset of just win the next game, that the next game is the most important.
Yeah, and especially with a young team, you just don't want them to get too far ahead of themselves. And it's one of the things that you'd love to have a winning streak, and you haven't had one yet because you've traded wins and losses. You've gone loss, win, loss, win. If you get a win against Winston, you're not only 2-0 in conference, but then you have a winning streak.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the biggest thing right there is, you know, just getting that confidence rolling. Being 2-0 in conference is where we're wanting to be right now. And, you know, a lot of confidence would be great moving forward towards the, you know, we're getting near the end of December, and by the end of December, you know, this we talked about, we want to have all our roles established, confidence rolling, so when we hit the bulk of our schedule in January, you know, we're ready to go.
There's a lot of teams last week that had to deal with rescheduling and contact tracing and coronavirus and all that. I haven't heard anything of that sort from Grundy. It sounds like the girls are pretty clean right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Right now, we're good to go. We're very thankful for that, and, you know, we're keeping it one day at a time.
We are going to shift gears. We're going to talk about this at Grundy R5 Boys Basketball Program with Coach Stillwell. That comes your way right after this.